105.5 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center Time 751, second Thursday of the month, means State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing really well. Got a little shoveling to do, but overall I'm pretty happy. No major
complaints. Well, glad you could spend a couple of minutes before you get the shovel and gloves and hat out there. But first, let's get your reaction to the governor's two-year budget that he unveiled.
Well, you know, first I want to thank the governor for navigating, I think I mentioned this last time, the whole COVID pandemic. I think the rollout of the vaccine is going quite well. You know, we've lowered now the age group to 65-plus. So, and we've got over 50%, I think it's closer to 60% of the 75-year-olds vaccinated, at least first shot, moving into the second shot. So pandemic looks like we're moving in the right directions on vaccinations. I'm pressing for more visitation into the senior centers and nursing homes because I think we've got most of the patients vaccinated. Now we're waiting to see on the staff and getting the staff up to the same level so we can safely get people to see their loved ones. On the budget, I'm very pleased where we are. You know, the predictions were dire in terms of the deficit. The economy didn't do as badly at the wholesale level with the stock market, so our tax returns or tax receipts this year are pretty good. We're going to finish with another surplus. And next year is a tricky year to balance the budget. I think the governor's done a very good job. At the margin, there's a couple of things that I'm concerned about. One is the income tax exemption for pensions and annuities. I think we're postponing the next rollout. I think it's about $10 to $15 million in cost. I would rather see our seniors continue to get an incremental a bump up in the tax exemption for their pensions. But it's a small lift and small ask, so I'll be pushing on that. Overall, though, I think it's a really pretty sound budget.
And do you like the governor's strategy of saying, well, no new taxes, but recreational marijuana and sports betting seem to be the way to go to kind of bump up revenues that way?
Yeah, I think that both pumping up the revenue and recognizing the reality that our neighboring states are capturing the revenue on the on the recreational marijuana, you know, it's always a tough issue. People are worried about it as a potential gateway drug. I tend to think that the consumption's happening, and I would prefer to see it regulated and taxed than leaving it into the black market, because I don't think that's that healthy. And in terms of the gambling, my major concern with gambling, it's very interesting, is that the online betting is that we get the right structure on that for the tax receipts, because the taxes should be on gross receipts. I don't want to be offering the companies that run these programs any undue benefit in charging their advertising costs before they pay the state on the revenue stream. There's a couple of states that have done online betting quite well for the bottom line and bottom dollar. Not every state has done it well, so I'll be looking to see at the devil's in the details to make sure that the revenue stream is adequately taxed and the revenue are the numbers that we want. So I'm happy that we're able to move forward or at least get that debate out in the open again. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to pass both measures, but, you know, nothing's a guarantee.
You mentioned the exemption on pensions and such, but anything else you can point to that would impact us here in Greenwich in particular?
Well, you know, there'll be the debate, and you've seen it coming back and forth on the mansion tax. I don't see that mansion tax coming through. I certainly wouldn't be a supporter of it. I think we've already raised the conveyance tax on the sale of property. People get it back if they stay in state for 3 years. Additional tax was, it was one of the reasons I wasn't thrilled with the budget last time, but I was willing, you know, we did go ahead with it. I didn't vote in favor of the budget in the last go-round. This time, I'm pretty happy with what the governor's doing. I anticipate, you know, I shouldn't tip my hand because we still have negotiations to go, but, you know, absent the pension exemption, I think we're in a pretty good shape.
All right, so from here, the hearings begin, right? Anything you have going on that you can tell us about in your committees and so forth?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting on the insurance committee. The first thing we're looking at is the public option. which in and of itself sounds like a pretty good idea. But I don't have a costing structure to the public option. I'm a little concerned about that it doesn't have undue cost shifting to the private sector. And I'm not sure what the costs for the policies are. So I'm not sure what I'm doing there yet. I'm not because I don't understand. It's because I don't have all the details. I want to make a informed choice. So I'm looking at that very closely. The rest of it, we're just in the midst of public hearings. Yesterday, in fact, the day before, it was 13 hours on a Zoom meeting of public hearings. So the public is participating. The meetings are exceedingly long. And, you know, it's the job I signed up for, is to take informed decisions. So we're going to be very busy this session with public hearings, no doubt.
Well, make sure the you've got your laptop plugged in. Did yesterday, for yesterday's virtual public budget, were you home? Were you up in Hartford, or where were you?
Well, you know, we have the possibility of doing some of that business from Hartford, should we choose. But a majority of the public hearings are being done via Zoom, so the participation can be done remotely. I mean, we're one of the panelists. You couldn't even tell exactly where we were. So that's being held there. The legislative business itself is still taking place at the Capitol to the extent that we're up there to vote on any of the measures in either in the chamber or in our legislative office building when a vote comes up. So I anticipate we'll be going up in February. There are some judges' terms that expire, some reappointments and other issues that have to be validated and voted on as per the state's schedule and calendar in February. So we'll be up for that. Most of the votes, you know, are subsequent to public hearings. So there'll be some small business taking care of February in terms of up at the Capitol. The rest of it will be really all done in town, in public hearings, on Zoom, through the session. And then usually it's March and April when the meetings or the votes begin to happen and legislation moves forward, that logjam. But that takes a little while. And then the budget comes out essentially in June, kind of akin to the budget, to the cycle in Greenwich where, you know, there's all of the positioning and posturing, and then, you know, I think it's a May or June vote for our budget for the RTM. Same thing up in the Capitol.
All right. State Representative Stephen Mesker is also a member of the RTM, as you alluded. We'll talk again next month. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a great day, and get out and shovel that driveway, all right?
You got it. Take care, Tony. Bye.